B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm just trying to show up and play football and try to prepare. Miami's a good team. I'm going to get ready for them, and things that don't involve me, don't involve me.
(617) 779-0985, the telephone number. Patriots will play a game on Sunday against the Dolphins in Miami.
So, mechanically, how does this work when we go into game day? Inactives, actives, I mean, what status will he, this guy, have, like, going into Sunday? How will we know?
We'll find out hour and a half before the game.
So this is going to go down to an hour and a half before the game.
Oh yeah.
And what would
ready for? Ooh, is he with the team? Did he travel with the team?
Right. And what would they tell you an hour and a half? He wouldn't be on injured. Right? What is just inactive because of nitwit behavior?
Inactive.
Okay. So inactive.
Coach's decision
slash nitwit.
Okay. Coach's decision.
Okay. Just want to know what the category that it falls.
Nah, it's not a nitwit category. Just coach's decision.
Inactive lawsuit.
Inactive potential crime. Right. Okay. Yeah. It's just really they don't need this. I mean. Why would you do this? Why wouldn't you just wait? I mean, I would release him. Well, that's just me, poor little me. What do I know? But at the very least, inactive. Thank you. If the league doesn't do it for you, you don't need him to beat these bums. It's like.
Then why not just not practice him or tell him to work?
I know.
Just go work out on the bottom field.
That's what makes me think.
Until the investigation goes on.
Right.
Which tells me he's playing.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll be there. You and me down there again. Let's take a lap around.
Calling a game, buddy.
Joe Robbie Stadium.
I'll be busy.
Yeah. It'll be good.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Rashid in Rhode Island. Hi, Rashid.
Hey, my question is to Beetle.
Yes.
Hey, Beetle, it seems as if Oakland and Pitt is off the hook here. Like, what did they know? I mean, the world is crucifying AB. Like, if this happened in New England, it didn't happen in New England. Well, let's talk about what Oakland and Pitt know, dude.
Did you see Gruden's comment yesterday? He said, you'll have to talk to his employer.
Yeah. I mean, but they don't employ him anymore. And if the Patriots choose not to employ him, they're off the hook, too.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Oakland did release him.
Yeah. And if the Patriots were to release him today, guess what? They're off the hook, too. They wash their hands of it, and they have no blame in any of this either. They're out of it. Pittsburgh has nothing to do with it. Oakland has nothing to do with it anymore.
They have nothing to do with him anymore. I just keep coming back after, Aaron Hernandez. Remember, we were duped. Remember that? Like, how do you let...
I'll tell you, Pittsburgh...
Why play this guy?
Pittsburgh has gone from looking at the situation, and we all say, oh, look at Pittsburgh. They must be pissed. They got offered the first-round pick, and then they didn't get it. They traded him for the third and the fifth. And now, a week later, Pittsburgh's laughing at everybody. Or 2 weeks later. Pittsburgh's laughing at everybody right now. Saying, yeah, look at you, Oakland, idiots. Look at you, New England. Good luck. Pittsburgh is enjoying this to no end.
They need something to enjoy after their performance from Sunday night.
We're not ready for prime time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if they needed something to cling to after getting their brains beaten
after
on Sunday night.
After going for the field goal when it was 20-0.
Sad.
You know, exciting. Your most exciting night of Mike Tomlin's night was seeing Taco fall. I just couldn't believe it. He got off the bus. Yo, Taco, what's up?
Oh my God, that's just. Yeah. I mean, and really, they kind of lucked out with all the stuff going on around it that not enough was made, and the performance of the Browns that day, the performance of the Jets that day, they're off the hook in a lot of ways of their performance. Their sorry
Who's off the hook?
Performance. The Steelers. Just that they didn't get enough beat down.
Oh, dude, did you see Baltimore play?
Field.
Yeah. Baltimore's your favorite.
Pittsburgh traded Antonio Brown. Oakland cut his ass. What else would you like them to do? Put out a press release? We hear that Antonio Brown might be getting sued on a rape allegation. What? What else would you like them to do? Josh is in Carver. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
So there's two major questions, right? The first being... Did the Patriots know? And the second being, is he guilty? So the first one, we're going to find out within 2 weeks, because if the Patriots didn't know, then they're going to release him. It's as simple as that.
Well, they could have. Why would they not do that? Wait. Why wouldn't they just do it yesterday or today? If they didn't know, they found this out, why would they wait to release him?
There's only one reason why they would wait. They have to make sure that they can get out of the contract.
Okay.
So they're going over all the different things.
Got it.
And they won't, you know, because if they're going to release him, they're going to get out of the contract.
Okay, got it.
The second one, is he guilty? Now, there's two ways that it can go about that, right? She wanted $1.6 million. So you can see it from that end that, hey, maybe she's extorting him. But in order to extort someone and then continue to pay, then he must have done at least one bad thing. Otherwise, you tell them to go pound sand. Maybe you give out one payment to just make sure that she goes away. But after that, that's it.
Do we have evidence that he paid her? Do we know that?
I don't think he pays people.
We don't know that he paid her anything.
He hasn't been paying her an amount to train her.
He might have been, but we don't know.
Who's to say that, you know, it's like, you know, when Robert went in there and he gave a couple hundred bucks, hey, you know, take care of me.
We don't know.
He's supposed to pay $150. He's given her a couple extra.
Right.
Josh, you're dealing
in facts that we don't know, and that we don't exist, that don't exist to our knowledge. We don't know what he paid her to be the trainer.
And don't we think
we
this
don't
is
know
like,
if it would, if there was some sort of rate or agreed upon amount that would be in excess of what it would cost to typically hire a trainer. We don't know what that dollar amount was. The $1.6 million that she was seeking was according to him, not her. That's his allegation against her. For the $1.6 million for a gym that she wanted to open.
Right. And Beadle, I don't think, you know, the guilt or innocence, I don't think that's ever going to be known. This will be a settlement, and, you know, non-disclosures will be signed. It'll go away with that, is my guess. And you really won't know. All you have is the complaint, and, you know, take a look at that and then see when it goes away and who has the most money when it goes away. I mean, we're not going
to
know.
Yeah, the Patriots or any of us are not going to get to the bottom of guilt or innocence or any of that in this case. But you know what it is? It's a sign of what you bring in when you have this player on your roster.
Absolutely.
You reap what you sow when you bring in a player like this that has this type of baggage. And the baggage showed up on day one.
Yeah, I just don't understand. After all the stuff this franchise has you know, had happen around it, you know, some of it to itself.
You ever lose your baggage when you fly, Dan? You fly so much that had to have happened to you at some point, right? Where the guy from the airport shows up like a day later with your bags.
what
happened. Antonio Brown got here, and then a day later, someone showed up with the lawsuit baggage and was like, "Oh, wait, you got Antonio Brown? Here's the bags."
What do you pack? It is. Like, you pack what? Those Levi jeans, white shoes.
Very light. Yeah, these are the.
The
these are trendy.
Some sort of a button down, like it's usually of a plaid. Jesus.
There you and Felger, I swear to
Stan
God.
Smith,
Stan
right?
Smith, they're Stan hot. Smith. I didn't even know it when I bought them.
You know what that is?
Never trendy.
Yuppie.
I'm never trendy. I just bought them. I think
you're wearing them so long, you're back in style.
Right. If you wait long enough.
You know what those are? Those are Lincoln Sudbury. Those are Newton Wellesley type shoes.
Oh, that's me. I'm a style master.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us, 617-779-0985. Luke is in Pittsburgh. Hi, Luke.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I kind of want to piggy off what Dan said. With everything, whether the allegations are true, if the organization knew about what's going on with Antonio Brown, with everything this organization has done.
You're calling on a walkie-talkie today, Luke? We're going to try and reconnect you there. We can't really hear what you're saying. We'll go to Pete in Delaware. Pete.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good,
Pete.
Hey, so my whole feeling on this is everyone's got this wrong about Antonio Brown. I don't care if he's guilty or not. Here's the problem. He's a coward, and here's why. You can use social media, you can get on TV when it works for you and blurt out to the world what you think on every freaking subject that we don't want to know. But why is it that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have to address, or Bill Belichick have to address the media? Why doesn't Antonio Brown, his lawyer and his agent, stand up there, or especially Antonio Brown, and address this situation? Because you know what? Last week he wasn't a Patriot, so it really isn't a Patriot problem. So why doesn't he do the stand-up thing? Everything else about his life is public. Why can't he address this?
Okay. It's a good question. But to what everybody has said, that what the Patriots have built, when they get in that room and say, okay, this came down from a damage control and PR perspective, do you think this player could get up there and handle?
No.
And bingo. Josh Gordon last year.
Look, goofing around. We're not.
No, I'm serious.
I'm saying it's like, you know, dumb, smart, whatever. As dumb as you might think he is, he's not so dumb as to get up there and start talking at this juncture.
Nope.
He knows enough not to do that.
They know more. They know to hide him.
He knows that he's ill-equipped to handle this situation and to take questions from grown people with grown-up thoughts.
Why don't you do a little Instagram Live or something or whatever that's called? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live?
Face.
No, what? Can you do that on Instagram, too? Can you go live on there?
Yeah, Facebook Live was a few years ago.
Was it?
He's evolved from that, right? That was the locker room Facebook Live.
What are you on, Dan? You on Facebook Live? Or
I'm on Twitter, evidently.
Do you know Instagram?
I've had trouble with it lately.
You've had a lot of trouble with Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
You're talking about tweets.
Get to the bottom.
IGTV, tweet. Little Instagram TV.
IGTV.
Right? Why don't you go up on the IGTV, well, boss?
Periscope, is that still a thing?
I don't know. Yeah, Bert's on it. I laugh. He zooms in like on his head, like it's right there.
Well, his big thing is the new YouTube channel. He's got his YouTube channel.
Yeah, but he looks hammered on it every time he does it because of the lighting.
You gotta be careful when I turn my mic on. Intern's got some pipes.
Oh, he's been talkative back there, that kid, huh? Little Brian.
Busy phone day.
I don't know. We're finding out if Periscope is still a thing. Looks like it is, Hardy.
Yeah, I think Vine's the one that went away, right?
Yeah, Periscope, still good.
Vine, Venmo.
Our intern says TikTok's the new thing.
Oh, my God.
TikTok, you don't
kids
stop.
Kids love the TikTok.
What's TikTok?
I don't even know.
Let them talk.
But they love it.
What's TikTok, Brian? What's TikTok?
You make little videos on it.
Songs playing. Songs. You can do like...
Songs playing.
Songs playing. You can do videos. Yeah. Funny videos.
There you go. Still a thing.
Oh, are we periscoping?
Hey. Yep.
Is it Periscope?
That's exciting.
Looks like we're periscoping.
Up Periscope.
Live on the air. All right, 617-779-0985.
See how many hits we get.
Is it Frisbee. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. Go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us. We will get to the Red Sox during your time here today, Dan.
Oh, please, yeah.
I know you're very anxious to have a few words on the Red Sox today.
Wow.
I know you are. Anthony's in Rhode Island. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you,
Anthony?
Good. I got two questions for you guys. Number one, if Antonio Brown was on a different team that was irrelevant, like the Cardinals, would it be as hyped, as big of a story? And number two, if it goes bad for the Patriots, what's the difference between, let's say, the Ravens with Ray Lewis and Adrian Peterson with the Redskins and the Switch, or Michael Vick with the Dogs? You know, what is the difference? You know, I feel like the Patriots are kind of held to a higher standard.
Cross state lines, federal fence, massive difference.
No, those things.
What are we talking about?
Mike Vick.
He thinks the Patriots are being victimized because of the Patriots because they win.
No, I think if you, regardless of what, if Larry Fitzgerald got accused of this on three separate occasions of doing this, yes, it would be a massive story.
All right,
there's some. There's a little bit of a.
I wasn't.
No, they're not trying to victimize the Patriots.
No, I'm not saying the Patriots are victimized. I'm just saying, do you think it would be as big of a story?
Was Antonio Brown a major story last week when he was in Oakland?
Yes, we talked about him.
Yeah, that's true. That's
he was. He was in Oakland, who sucks.
We covered Hard
Their
Knocks.
Their team sucks. They're in a football market where they do have fans.
We laughed at him for burning his
feet. But they're moving. They're moving out of their market. Their team is leaving Oakland. They're going to Vegas. And their team blows. And their coach is turning out to be a joke. And we spent days talking about it, as did the rest of the sports world. And he was in Oakland. And he didn't have rape allegations against him then. He was just telling his coach to, you know, that he was not going to practice, and telling his GM that he was a cracker and a bitch and all those other things that he called him. That's what he was doing a week ago. And that was all, we were all consumed with that story. So on top of that, if he had just stayed in Oakland and then this happened, yes, it'd be a massive story. It is not a massive story because he's a Patriot. It's a massive story because he is one of the best players in the National Football League. His talent is off the charts. He is a star player who's been, he's had all kinds of issues that he's brought on himself, whether it be in Pittsburgh, in Oakland, and now in New England. Has nothing to do with the Patriots.
Well said, Beetle.
Sorry. I don't think anyone's out to get the team this time.
No. That guy. Team's not accused of anything.
Do I think that...
Does it add to the story that it's the Patriots? Yes, absolutely. It's a defending champ. Bringing that individual in. Yes, it adds to the story.
Pat's in North Carolina. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Listen, the point I want to make is right now they have four core receivers, Edelman, Brown, Gordon, and Dorsett. If Brown goes, that's going to leave you with Edelman, Gordon, and Dorsett. Gordon is not a chance of him making the whole season is probably fairly low. So suddenly you're down to two principal receivers, Edelman and Dorsett. That leaves the receiving core in pretty precarious situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like you've made a decision to go with this guy, you're rolling with him. To take pressure off Edelman. You have no tight end.
Yeah, team sucks.
You're smoking mirrors.
Night. Didn't they, Dan?
how many weeks in a row can you do that?
Oh, more. Look who they're playing. That was an actual opponent, allegedly. I mean, I think they can beat the Dolphins and Jets the next 2 weeks without this guy. What do you think, Beetle?
I think they'll be okay.
Yeah. 19-point favorites on the road.
Think they'll be okay? So you think they'll be able to win this weekend in Miami without Antonio Brown?
And next week.
And next week?
I think they win the next two games with Jared Stidham as quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah, so let them keep practicing and then let this thing sort itself out a little bit.
Which week will they need Antonio Brown? Where they will not be able
now,
to win
now, the Ravens.
Him.
Now it's week 9, so now it's only going to be 8-0. We can't be sure about 9-0.
Yeah.
Giants be nice to get him up and running. I mean...
Can they beat the Bills without Antonio Brown?
Yeah. Probably.
Can they beat the Redskins without Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Redskins.
Okay. Can they beat the Giants without Antonio Brown?
Should be able to.
The Jets again?
Yep.
How about the Browns?
Keep going.
The Browns?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Browns are as good as people think.
So we're looking at the Ravens on November 3rd.
Because what's your factor in
this? So November 3rd is the date we got to circle on the calendar is, ooh, that one's a tough game. We might need Antonio Brown that weekend. Or more than what they currently had to beat Pittsburgh 33-3.
Depends on how many points you want to score. Right. That's really it.
Eagles?
It's your debate.
How do you feel about the Eagles?
I think you need them here.
Okay, so you're looking at the month of November.
You need them for the stretch run.
So November.
Oh, you mean when N'Keal Harry comes back, right?
Oh, is that when he comes back?
About week 8? Yeah.
Oh,
short-term IR.
So
right? Yeah.
Exactly do they need him for?
Never.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Really? Melissa in Rhode Island. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. So I just wanted to get like a female perspective in this as a longtime Patriots fan. And, you know, I got to agree with Dan. At this point, I'm just kind of scratching my head trying to figure out what the Patriots message is to the female fan, because right now it does not feel good, fellas. You know, you got the whole Kraft incident that you try to overlook, right? And from what you guys are saying, you all agree that Belichick knew that this was an issue, right?
That's our guess.
Right. So,
I mean, how do you not know that anything is not an issue with this player?
Exactly. I mean, he's a head case to begin
with. He's crazy.
Right? Talented, yeah. Head case, absolutely. Nobody wants to touch him. So I don't understand why the Patriots and Bill felt it necessary to bring this incident, this headache, this cancerous fellow on the team. Why would you bring that negative energy to a team that came out that has so much talent, so much potential, so much youth, with the exception of Brady, and you bring this guy in to just kill it? And as a fan, I can't root for Antonio Brown when he catches a touchdown. I'm not going to be excited about that guy because I think he's garbage. And I feel like the Patriots are better than that, and they're hugely disappointing for a female perspective, our female fan base. And we're a huge fan base in New England. It's sad, guys.
I agree with you, but to answer your question, why do it? They feel like they didn't have enough. They felt like they were like a piece shy. Is that fair, Zoe, in terms of the receiving core? They felt like that there wasn't enough there.
Functionality standpoint, with a 42-year-old quarterback and no tight end.
Here's my question to you guys.
Yeah.
Is it worth, I'm an all-state college athlete. I get it. Yeah. When you have a cancerous teammate on your team, it affects everything. Your practice, your
sports,
your locker room, your morale on the team. Is it worth it? If these are guys that show up every day and do their job, is it worth it to bring this individual in?
Let me ask you this real quick. Say you know the ultimate, what the record's going to be at the end of the year. Say if I could tell you, you're not going to, if you don't have this player and you elect to let him go, you will end up 9-7 and you'll be the wild card and you'll be eliminated in the first round. Or if you use this player, you could be 14-2, you have the number one seed. What would you choose?
But you know what? I can't root for this guy.
Okay, well, that's not the question.
I can't get excited
okay.
about him. I can't, and I can't.
But I'm trying to explain to you why they.
Hey, root for Antonio Brown.
They
but they're
really
not going to be 9-7 in a wild card.
That's not a fair question.
He's not worth five wins.
They're football people, and they look at him as a critical need because we need him for a production of points.
They'll be
to
eight,
put people away.
8-8 without him. They'll win the Super Bowl with him. What do you want?
19-0 or miss the playoffs.
Come on. Be more reasonable.
I try to create an option for him. No, I understand. As a fan. The point I'm making is they don't care who you root for. They don't care the rooting interest. They care about, can we put the best 11 players on that field right now? And not from an overall rounded person.
You're right. Bill Belichick doesn't care.
He is cold.
He doesn't care about who you want to root for.
He can care less what you think.
He doesn't care about what you think as a fan. Bill Belichick does not care. He doesn't care about what
the
fans think about who you want
to
root for and who you like. But you know who does care? The people that own the team care.
They're supposed to, and that's what they tell us all the time.
But they claim they care, and I believe they do. I believe they do
care. Oh, they totally care. Robert Lee, nobody wants this type of problem.
We used to have this conversation a lot about if Myra were, you know, still alive and, like, you know, the differences between personnel decisions and things that might happen. And I don't know. I mean, that seems to be something that's gone by the wayside, you know, the more the years go by. But this is the type of signing that I don't think would sit very well if you go back 10, 12 years.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them like that. And again, I think the Myra thing back in the day was overstated. You know, so God rest her soul. She was a legitimate saint.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christian Peter thing did happen. But that was Parcells. That was a long, long time ago. And, you know, they've been bringing in, it's been a rogues gallery here for a long time because the coach, he gave a great answer in the Miami press conference this week. The conference call, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was, but he was asked about the Patriot way. He said, "I've never used that term," which we know he does. That's not
his thing. His deal.
Not his thing. He does. He pushes back on that, and he does not pretend to be something that he's not.
Well, let's get to the Red Sox if you want, Dan.
Oh my God!
Do that? I know he wants.
Were you at Ortiz night the other night? Did you get blindsided? Did you have to rush to the ballpark when it was announced?
I was not. I did neither, and I did know about it. Yes. An hour before.
Slid that one in.
We'll take
beloved Red Sox
a quick Antonio Brown breather.
Okay.
Get to the Red Sox.
Thank God.
Because I want to hear who you want as the next baseball boss of the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
I'd like to hear who you think should get the gig. And also, I wouldn't mind you taking a victory lap on Dave Dombrowski.
Thank you, Beetle.
Because, well, he's gone. I think it is the right move for the team.
Yeah.
As do you. So we'll get to that coming up next after the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Dan, save your baseball thoughts. Got to continue with Patriots.
I will. I will save them.
Got to talk to a member of the Patriots. Member of the defense is going to join us on the line here. Stephon Gilmore, that is, Patriots cornerback. Brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome him into the show. It's Stephon Gilmore on Zolak and Bertrand. Mr. Gilmore, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How's your week going?
It's going good. It's going good so far. So, I'm looking forward to today.
And Coach said it yesterday, day by day. And obvious, you know, we know the situation, and I don't know how much you can talk about it. But do you guys get not upset as a team, but is it upsetting that you don't get asked more about the 33-3 beatdown you had the other night as opposed to the player that you guys brought into the building?
We try not to worry about, you know, we know it's a lot of outside stuff goes on playing in the league. So we just try not to worry about the outside stuff and try to focus on what we can control and, you know, focus on our next opponent.
Do you feel like Antonio Brown is adjusting and sort of getting into the locker room and meeting new teammates and everything is good there?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we welcome anybody that comes in our locker room, you know, with open arms and try to help each other as much as I can. Even when I first came, you know, everybody helped me out. So and we do that for everybody. And, you know, so we're looking forward to, you know, him helping us out as a team.
And how many games did you actually play against him? I mean, you've been around the league for a while now. How good is he? How hard is he to defend?
He's very tough. I played against him twice, once when I was in Buffalo, once when I was in New England. You know, he's very tough to cover. I mean, he can do everything fast, quick, you know. He can run every route. So, you know, he's definitely elite talent.
Was he very chatty on the field when you played against him?
No, just not very chatty. Just, you know, very good competitor.
Stephon, you were part of that game down in Miami last year, and things didn't go well for you guys and didn't look great. Didn't look great coming out of Pittsburgh, and then you turned things around. How dangerous is this game, you know, being the favorite that you are?
Like every game is dangerous, you know, and it just happened to be this week. We got Miami. They beat us there last year. It's very hard to play down there, so we're going to have to play a great game to beat those guys. We know they're going to be ready, so we can't take this game lightly. They're going to be ready, and we got to be ready also.
Why do you think Miami has been a difficult place to play? Is it the weather? Has that been a factor? What is it down there? Yeah.
I really don't know. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, you got to produce. So when we go down there, we haven't produced in the past, and we want to change that this week.
Good to get Kyle Van Noy back this week. You know, usually he comes on with us, and I know you're taking away his radio time right now, too. So it's good to get him back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Kyle, you know, he had a great thing happen to him last week, and I'm happy for him. And, you know, he's a great guy, great teammate. So I'm happy to have him back also.
All right, Stephon. Appreciate your time.
Man. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Stephon Gilmore, Patriots cornerback, joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Got a little lizard. It is a lizard, right? Geico? It's a Geico. Yeah.
It's a gecko.
Gecko. It's a Gordon gecko.
That's right.
Gecko. Okay, Dan.
Yes.
Why don't we take a couple more calls, then we'll get your Red Sox
sure.
thought next.
I can wait.
Let's do that. Dan's letting that thing fester.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we do that? 617-779-0985. Junior in Brockton. Junior.
Hello.
Hey, Hello. Junior.
Zoe, big time fan, buddy.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, now, I just want to say I want to see Antonio Brown out there this weekend. I want to see him padded up on that field, scoring a touchdown.
I think you'll see that.
I hope so.
Okay.
I feel like this whole situation, you know, especially with the victim not going to the police first, you know what I mean, and going about it in a civil way, it's kind of like, you know, we're not really supposed to sit here and judge this man yet until he gets prosecuted, even if he doesn't. You know what I mean? His job is to go on that field and play. That's his job. You know, and Belichick and Brady, they did a great job yesterday by not entertaining it and just keeping it, you know, keeping it like how Patriots do. You know, and like Gilmore said, he, you know, they take him in with open arms. They don't know. And all this stuff happened before he even came here. We didn't even give this guy a chance to just to try to keep it cool. Now he's getting accused for something that we really don't know if it's, you know, true or not. And then, you know, everybody was going off for, my daughter, I have daughters. I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, if I feel that my daughter is putting herself in a situation three times, I'm coming to my daughter. You know what I mean? And I don't want to really touch that subject because it's really
right. I signed with Slater, and it's very delicate. And I'm not.
Probably best you don't.
Let me ask you this. Still there?
I hung up on him.
Oh, damn.
You had a minute and a half. That's a long phone call.
Here's the thing, too. Like, say Brown gets hit over the head, and it's like a wake-up call, and he's, you know, for four straight weeks, you know, just really good inside the locker room, very productive on the field for them. And he takes this as, man, this is my last chance in the league. And this wakes him up. And then the league comes and says, you know what? We looked into this. So we're going to put you on the exempt list because we're going to keep investigating this thing anymore, even more. Like, that's... Like, say you become dependent on the player. We did this with Josh Gordon last year. You become dependent on the player, and then boom, they take it away. That's something you got to think about, too. Now, you could play him for four straight weeks here, and they say, you know what? He's not going to play anymore. We looked into it. We're seeing some stuff here.
But if you play him for 4 weeks, they look into it, and they're seeing some stuff, and then it comes down later, that's on you. I don't think it looks good for you. I think that's unfortunate for you.
Well, that's something you got to roll the dice with, too. If that's the case, yeah. So.
We will get your answer on that question from earlier, Dan, of who do you want running the Red Sox. We'll do that coming up next, and we will continue with your thoughts on the Patriots and Antonio Brown as well. All that on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, Dan, who do you want running the Red Sox now?
Let's call Theo Epstein. I don't want to be original here. I mean, you start there.
Is that really original?
You start there.
Well, okay,
it's not original.
I love that idea. You know, I've been a proponent of that.
But that'd be number one.
He also wouldn't be the GM. He would be...
Yeah, baseball boss.
Baseball boss. He'd have to have a GM working under him.
God of baseball.
Yeah, yes. Baseball god.
Yes, and again, he does want to come back here before his professional life is over.
Oh.
I mean, I know that. But
didn't you tell me it was too soon?
Yes, it is too soon.
You told me a week ago.
But you still have to give it a shot. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, shoot for the sky, man.
But I think you got to start with that. So you definitely, you know, you have the conversation. You just make sure. You have it with the Cubs, whatever you have to do. You know, I mean, some sports care about tampering, some don't, I don't know. But you got to at least try that. You start there. I think the Hazen thing is probably real. The team's really turned it around out there. He's a hot commodity now. It's a lateral thing, so again, you're going to have to get kinds of permissions and those sorts of things. But I think that's the kind of guy. I think Jed Hoyer, again, sort of Theo 2.0, you know, a shorter version of Theo, and he's out there. And, you know,
they're coming apart in a bad way. So there's some instability there. And Theo had said there would be major shakeups if they didn't fix it this year. And thus far, they're not. It doesn't look good on how that's going. And then there's the usual suspects. You know, the guy in Minnesota, the guys in Tampa, you know, young guys with local roots. I mean,
what about that guy who wears the Southwest headset that you sit behind home plate? Big.
Oh, Jeremy?
Jeremy, I forget
where he was with the Orioles for a while, but right. No. I mean, how about Dan Duquette, Beetle? Bring back Dan Duquette. I don't think that'll happen. You could go you should make a call to Billy Beane if you can't get Theo. You should, like, start that up again. Hey, I know you're doing well with no money still, but would you like to have some cash in your pocket and come here and do that? And again, these things, you know, all require permission. Those are the, you know, I think they think big. I don't think it'll be one of the four people in the organization, you know, Eddie Romero Jr., Zach Scott, Raquel Ferrara, I believe it is. And Brian O'Halloran, who's really left over from the Theo regime. I don't think any of those people are targeted as the next guy, unless Romero possibly would be. I think of those four, he would be.
So Raquel Ferrara, who is an interesting name.
They love her.
Because her name comes up as the person who got the Xander Bogaerts deal done.
Yes.
Which, okay, like,
yeah.
Put that as a check mark on why you should get the job, number one. But, and it's been reported that Mookie Betts could be enticed to stay if she is in charge.
Well, I think that's a
show. Is that too much? Is that too strong?
I don't think Mookie's going to make his decision whether or not she's in charge.
Well, could it be helpful?
She will be helpful no matter what. She will be here, and she will be helpful unless she goes to another organization. But I'm just saying, you don't need
to say if she's here. Is that what you said? If she's here?
I'm saying unless she just gets a job somewhere else.
Okay.
Like that. I'm saying assuming she's here, she can be helpful to keep Mookie here. You don't make her GM because of that. She's not going to be in charge of drafting and player development. You need a guy who's going to be able to do that. That's not her. I mean, I don't think she would pretend to be that guy. And that's okay. But I mean, this is it's a very large job, and she does a great job. Players love her. She's done great work there, kind of behind the scenes, doesn't really call attention to herself. She has top shelf, no dust reputation. So those things are all good. But you don't make her the GM hoping that'll keep Mookie here. I mean, she'll still be able to do her magic with Mookie regardless of who the GM is. And I think they will go outside, and I think they'll think big.
Okay, that was going to be my thing. So it doesn't sound like you think they're going to hire someone from in-house.
The only one in-house I think would be Romero, and I don't think they think he's ready.
All right, so it's going to be someone from outside the organization who takes over as GM.
I believe that, yes.
Okay.
Right. Could we go back and just to
yeah? And now what do you got on Dombrowski?
Over the head a little bit.
Yeah, take your victory lap.
Well, the
on
victory
being right
lap,
about Dombrowski.
You know, yeah, it was 5 weeks ago. I just said I didn't think he'd be here.
You
and
called
he's
it
not here. So whatever. That was that. But I think it was that story, and we talked about it here. I believe contributed to how fast this happened, because in my view, once that got out there for 5 weeks, Dave's going around the country, and the national guys are asking him, Jeff Passan, Dave Nightingale, you know. Guys were like, hey, are you okay for Boston next year? What's going on, Dave? What's with the contract extension? I think he got really tired of that, answering that, and didn't like it. I mean, with another radio station, he said, well, I didn't even see it. I don't read that guy, the whole thing, which he should have read me. He would have known what was coming if he had read me, but that's neither here nor there.
When someone says that means they really read you.
So there was that, but I just thought he got fed up with it. I think he was... I don't want to say demanding. He wanted clarity. I think by the time we got to Sunday, it was like, you know, guys, you know, the New York media's in town. I'm getting this from these guys.
Was there a blow up on Sunday?
I believe
what happened on Sunday?
He left the park in third inning.
Tell me what happened on Sunday.
I'm working on it.
I want to know what happened Sunday.
I'm working on it. He left the park in the second or third inning. There was a buzz throughout the park, which prompts the Red Sox to try and get ahead of their own narrative. Oh, we're not going to let this leak out that Dave Dombrowski's not coming back. We're going to, like, get in front of it and announce it at 12:07 when people waiting to hear from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady down after ESPN Sunday Night Football. And or whoever has that now. And so it's like this was like handled so badly that they fired their boss, their baseball boss, GM, president of baseball ops, whatever you want to call him. They do it after midnight with the Yankees in town on a Sunday night baseball game with the team falling out of contention in free fall. And then the next day, ownership is not accountable to explain why the most important guy in the organization has been
fired.
Well,
that was shameful.
And then the coup de grace where they tried out, hey, while everybody's mad at us, let's bring out David Ortiz. Hey, don't look over
here.
That's
a nice touch.
You love David. We love David over here. Bring David out here now. And again, I do believe they probably had something. I know Zoe's very cynical of this, you know, which is usually my role.
it's hard to imagine that they threw that together that fast. But the optic was bad, and it was unfair to everyone. It's insulting the fans, which Nesson does on a nightly basis.
If you have security concerns, just don't put them out there at all.
They think people are stupid. It was just brutal. I mean, the whole, from start to finish, a brutal 24 hours in team history. Meanwhile, they have quit. They're mailing it in, and it's like they got a chance. If they go 6-10, they will finish at 500. There's still a chance. I mean, it is the most underachieving team, I think, of our lifetime. The 11 team was bad. This team won 119 games last year. It's the same team, except for Craig Kimbrell, who sucks, and Joe Kelly, who had a good month last year. So,
do you know exactly?
No one got hurt. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, the pitchers got hurt.
Exactly 1 year ago today was the day that they passed out the shirts, the fastest team to 100 wins. 2018 Red Sox.
Oh, good. It's just, I mean, this is right. And again, the ratings beatdown, which we predicted, was just what they so deserved. And they're playing games 7 minutes longer than the next longest team on top of that. They're doing
this. Yeah, we know.
It's just, it is it's the full Monty of suck.
Dan, answer this. Do you think they were intending to fire Dave Dombrowski on Sunday night?
No, of course not.
Okay, thank you.
Of course not.
So there's been this theory that, they did it on Sunday because it wasn't. It was not meant to go down on Sunday night.
No. Nope.
Something happened Sunday night.
He wanted clarity, and he got it.
And he got it, and there was a blowout.
That's it.
Wasn't there. There was a blowout.
That's it.
There was a fight. There was a verbal confrontation, right? Right, Dan? Come on, give me something, Dan. Give me something.
What do you know, Beetle?
Give me all you got. Give me something.
Give me all you got.
What are you hearing, Dan?
I'm looking into it.
Oh, damn it, Dan. When's that story going to hit? What happened, Dan?
It's not at Holler.
I want to know what happened.
Was that the thing you tweeted last night?
What happened at Fenway Park on Sunday night?
I just retweeted Holler's story.
I just love how it's been phrased. I picked up on it as soon as I read your column. I picked up on this. I came in here on Monday when we briefly touched on it Monday, and I said, guys, there's something to this. He was seeking clarity. What do you mean he was seeking clarity? He went in there and asked a question? Guys, I'm seeking clarity.
Where's my contract extension?
No, that's not how he asked that question. He went in there demanding answers, and it seems like he got one.
He got him.
Because there was a confrontation of sorts. There had to have been. Yeah, it's just everyone's dancing around that. And then he's leaving the ballpark in the middle of the game. And then there was a buzz around the ballpark. Why? Because they had a nice, quiet, polite conversation? Yeah. What the hell happened there on Sunday? On a night they were not intending to fire him. And then all of a sudden they had to fire him. And then they didn't want to talk about it the next day. What happened over there?
Good, Beetle.
And I don't know anything.
I've just
heard the rumors. The media rumors.
Good
None
job,
from you. Know. Where are you on this? That tells me you're about to get something. You're putting a story together.
You're part of the process, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.